USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is sending more agents to the southern border. She released a statement today saying that she's deploying another 750 U.S. Customs personnel to the border. El Paso Mayor DeMargo tells the political website The Hill there needs to be multiple options when it comes to securing our southern border.
As I've talked to them, there's a place they need more manpower. They've told me they need more 2,000 more agents. There's also a place for technology. So it's part and parcel. My position is a physical barrier is not the be-all, end-all for border security.
The mayor also believes that the current immigration laws need to be enforced as well. The city of Chicago is dealing with dueling protests regarding the Jussie Smollett case. The city's police union and Reverend Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Push Coalition are both protesting over the way Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox handled the Smollett case. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline continues to increase, now at its highest level in almost 5 months. More from USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the increase.
The national average is up for the seventh straight week, rising 7 cents to $2.70 per gallon. That's the highest tally in 142 days.
Refinery maintenance for the switch to the cleaner-burning summer blend is one of the factors for the increase, plus the price of oil.
Oil prices right now per barrel, about $60. That's a slight uptick in the last week. That's the highest level in over 5 months.
The San Antonio City Council approved the new concessions contract for the San Antonio International Airport. Under one condition, Chick-fil-A be excluded. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas responds to this move.
Chick-fil-A is a pillar of our community, but in Central Texas and around the country. And this is just rampant discrimination. They're discriminating against Chick-fil-A for their deeply held religious beliefs.
Roy was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now. Before steel prices go up, so call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Apple is scrapping plans for a long-promised product. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Giving up on a wireless charger for its mobile devices, Apple is apologizing to customers who've been awaiting the release of what was going to be called AirPower, a device announced back in September of 2017 that was to be able to charge an Apple Watch, an iPhone, and AirPods all at the same time. An email from the company says after much effort, the company's concluded AirPower won't achieve its high standards. Reports our engineers were having problems with the device overheating, and it wasn't always able to charge multiple products at the same time. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs down the weekend's top grossing movies.
A former Disney animated feature is brought back to life. The remake of Dumbo is number one, coming in at $45 million. The scary picture directed by Jordan Peele, Us, is number two at $33 million. Slipping down to number three, Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at $20 million. Coming in at number four, the romantic novel about cystic fibrosis, 5 Feet Apart, is at $6 million. And at number five, the true story of what happens to a Planned Parent clinic director, the movie Unplanned, comes in at $6.1 million.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.